tips to overcome my mindset when working with Harry so that we can move from the past into the future?
Once again, the question. Sorry that you have to repeat it once again.
No worries. Do you have any tips to overcome my mindset when I'm working with Harry so that we can move from the past into the future? Did they have a rough past, did they?
Yes. Well, it's always mind is very good in getting stuck with something in the past, especially if it's something where our protection mechanism has to come and keep us safe. So the main thing is to first of all put things into pieces which are safe enough so that you can say, okay, this step I can handle, and this step just gradually all the time move forward, but make the kind of steps where you feel this I can handle. So you are not trying to go from past to future, but you are really feeling now and trying to expand this now a little bit. And then you just allow yourself to feel. Allow yourself not just be occupied by your thoughts, but feel, okay, if we take this step and I keep this clarity and I keep this strength that I found, then how is the horse? Is he showing me it's okay? And if he's showing me okay, it's okay, then let that, you know, breathe that confidence. But don't take too big steps. The more people have troubles in letting go of something, it's also, our body is also very wise. Our body is wanting us to keep us safe. So if it's an unsafe issue,
And the worst thing we can do is ignore those messages of safety. Once we start to listen to those messages of safety, that's when we can really go and relax into the present.
Yeah.
Is when we allow our fear to keep us safe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So I'm feeling like I'm feeling here, Jenny, that. That you give yourself permission to listen to your fear and use it to make yourself safe. And if you do that consistently, then you will be able to, the past and the future won't even matter anymore because you'll be in the present.
That's right. And it doesn't mean that we always have to allow the fear to make us stop what we are doing. But again, don't go into situation where the fear is too much. So go into situation where you say, okay, I can feel my fear, but again, I can look at it from eye to eye, and now it's different. I feel, how is this moment? How is this moment? And how can I expand this moment? And on the other hand, sometimes people don't have fear issues. They can have other kind of issues. And then the best way is, again, and if they don't have fear issues, but they have other things like blaming or et cetera, then it's still the same. Saying, okay, I see you, but I don't anymore take you as my whole truth. I find something else.
Yeah. For some reason, with this girl, I'm thinking that she drives through her nerves and fear. And maybe I'm just relating to her name because she's got the same name as me, Jenny. And I know that my biggest thing was constantly driving through my nerves and making myself so sick with it. And I don't know why, because her words don't actually say anything about that, but that's what I was picking up as I was reading.
But again, if I've
missed your sweetheart, then my apologies.
Yeah, but yeah, Jenny, I know you are very good in tuning in. But one more thing that comes, often when we are afraid of something, or even if it's not a fear issue, but it's something else, then we are too occupied with the fear. And what I keep talking to people is that it's not about blocking the fear or allowing the fear to overtake, but we have to connect to something else. Because when we learn to look at the fear from eye to eye, it means that the eye is not the only one staring. You know, something else is staring at the fear. And what is the other? What is the other part? And for me, it's exactly, for example, that, okay, whatever happens, I'm always allowed to breathe deep. I'm always allowed to smell the wind. The birds are there. Whatever happens, the sun will get up, the sun will get down. Grass is green. I'm thinking about all the good things that I've been doing in life. I connect to who I am really, not who I am when I'm afraid. So I have to connect to who am I when I'm not afraid, and then look at the person, who am I when I'm not afraid. But I have to feel also the other one. If I'm just a person who is afraid and I try to block the fear, then what is left?
Yeah. What I was understanding as you were saying this, remember I was talking about my herd and how disturbed they are with the, and uncertain they are with the herd leader not being the herd leader anymore, and there actually being no proper herd leader at the moment. And I was saying that the herd leader can remain connected when there's a fear situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're talking about. You're talking about remaining connected to all that is around us while you're in fear. So you're talking about actually being able to practice that by staring at your fear from eye to eye and still hearing the birds and still seeing the green grass and still seeing the wind in the trees.
That's exactly right.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Hey!
That's
okay.
Exactly right.
Yeah.